Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Tonight's shiur is sponsored and schos that the Eivshah should help, that the hostages should be released. Hey. Remember, the Eivshah is a kol yachol. He can do anything. There's nothing hard for him, nothing. And the more you believe that, that he's the only kayach, that he could do anything, the more nisim happen. When you think that you're in control, it just slows everything down. Everything gets slowed down. We start off with a question. And the question is, somebody who needs to go, for example, drive his wife to the hospital because she's having a baby. Punta happens to be that she's having a baby on Shabbos. And they have to go to a special hospital. They go to the one down Long Branch or Manhattan Hospital. They want the best care. By the way, not always just going down to Manhattan means that you have the best care, but okay. But this person thinks that they're going to get the best care. Sometimes you could have the best care right around your doorstep and you don't have to run around. But okay, a person's going down to get the best care. Now, we know that there is a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch that one is supposed to say Tfilas HaDerech. So he's sitting in the ambulance with his wife while she's busy having her contractions. And she says, you got to take some Tfilas HaDerech. Not, he says, listen, the baby's going to come out fast. She's like, not for me. Tfilas HaDerech because you're going a long journey. So the question is, do you say Tfilas HaDerech on Shabbos? And you may say, why not? Well, the question is one allowed to ask Hashem for things on Shabbos? Is Shela's Shrachov Muteres on Shabbos? Or asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for stuff, is it Muter on Shabbos or not? That's the question that I'm posing to the Olam. It's not really a question just on Tfilas HaDerech, but Tfilas HaDerech is something that actually could happen. So in order to be able to know this sugya, we have 20 different sources. Now, I did say on Shabbos, while we were in the sugya of if Meir v'Dachiv or not, that we're going to continue it tonight. I wasn't entirely honest and accurate. But Emirth Hashem, we will continue it on Shabbos. I do want to continue that sugya, but I felt the right thing is to start the sugya tonight. So the first source is in the Gemara and Shabbos of Chaf Aleph, source number one, Gemara Brachas of Chaf Aleph. And the Gemara says, the Omar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Ki avin be Rav Baravua, when we were by Rav Baravua, Bon mine ahani b'nei be Rav, the To Matkri, the Kol b'Shabbos. These people from the yeshiva, they made a mistake and they mentioned Choyl on Shabbos. That means they davened by mistake a weekday Shemayin Esrei. Mahu sheyigmeru, should they finish or not? Barmilon, and they told us, Goyimru kol oisa bracha, you finish that bracha. So the Gemara over there is explaining, it's really a question, that before we see that if somebody is in the middle of davening and you remember the davening stops, that's halacha, that's what we said, we just said it before, Meiriv. If somebody's saying Shemayin Esrei, he really daven unless it's actually Tfilas Arvis. One stops. Over here, the Gemara says, but what about on Shabbos? We see on Shabbos, if you're in the middle of davening Rafa'enu, Slach Lanu, you finish that bracha. You don't just stop in the middle. Says the Gemara, you get the difference. Hachi Hashta, is it comparable? Hosam Gabra Bar Chiyuvahu, Rabbanu Hu Delaytrechu Mishon Kavoy Shabbos. Really, a person mechuyev to daven. He's mechuyev to daven Shemayin Esrei. The only difference is he has Kavod Shabbos, and for that reason, we don't matriach him because of Kavod Shabbos. You hear this lashon in the Bavli? The reason why we don't make you daven Shemayin Esrei is because of tircha. We don't want to be matriach you. But over here, he already davened. Meaning, if somebody davened shachar to mincha already, he already davened, so therefore he stops even in the middle of the bracha. Now it's an interesting thing. The reason why you don't daven Shemayin Esrei is because we don't want to be matriach you, tircha, really? And then we fill it up with a triple size psuki de zibra. Go figure that one out. You have to know I'm shat in that. But I'll go to the Gemara. Source number two. In source number one, it seems like be'etzim, one would totally be allowed to davish menes, right? It's just he didn't want to be matriach him because of Kavod Shabbos. That's what it seems like from the Lashon of the Gemara. But we're going to see that it's not exactly able to be like that. Source number two, Gemara Shabbos to Haftir Peis. The Gemara brings down that you do not do Nichum Avelus, Avelim, Ve'menachem Avelim, Ve'mevakon Chelim Shabbos. You don't do Bikur Chelim on Shabbos. All those girls who think this is a nice thing to go ahead and visit the people in the hospitals, they're making a mistake. Devar Be'Shamay. Be'Shil Matir, but Be'Shil says it's Mutter. Why, according to Be'Shamay, you're not allowed to? Very simple. Because according to Be'Shamay, you don't make yourself in pain. You go to the hospital. It's never a comfortable place to go. Get out of there. But Be'Shil is saying, what? You're putting yourself in the matzav of tzar. That's what. And that's a very good reason.
Yeah.
They still allow you to. No? It's true. And let's see what the Gemara said. Tana Rabbanan, I'm Niflas Levakar the Chayla. Omer Shabbosi Melizai. If Shabbosi don't cry, or fool crave a lover, and the fool is going to be come, is going to be close. Essentially, if you go weiter in that Gemara, you'll see the Gemara says a few different type of tefillos that they bring that one would give. Rameir says, it is in the ability for it to have rachmanas on you. And Rashi brings down over there, that means you'd say to the person, if you are careful to honor Shabbos in order not to have pain, Shabbos is going to have rachmanas. If you take yourself out of a state of pain, Shabbos will have rachmanas. The schus of a person making sure not to feel tzar on Shabbos is going to be the cause for the person to get better. That's the Gemara goes weiter and says, other things that you say, Gemara over there on Shabbos, Tafkir Beis Amid Beis says, this was Shabbos, Tafkir Beis Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amokim Racham Lech of Al Yisrael Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehav Rachmanos on you. We see it, but over here we see from the beginning of the Braisa, the Tanakam is holding, you're not saying any specific tefillah. You just say, the refuah should be refuah krayv alavai. It's a little bit detached. It's not like Hashem help this person get better. You don't say that. Let's go ahead and see the third source, Medrash Tanchuma. It says the Medrash Tanchuma. Ulufikach emes baal meshabish men esrei. Medrash Tanchuma is saying, you want to know why we don't say Shmein Esrei on Shabbos? Because if you have a chayla in your house, he starts thinking about all the sick people and the person, and you're like, you start getting in pain. What Shabbos is given for kedusha, for oinig, for menucha? You think about all the sick people, bad news, don't do it. And therefore, said the Medrash, you only daven three brachas in the beginning, three brachas at the end. The kach mespal shalosh brachas rishainers, the shalosh achroinos, v'amenucha be'emtza. That's all you do. So according to this Medrash Tanchuma, we see over here, it's not because of tircha, as the Gemara brought down in the Bavli. The Gemara over here is saying, the Medrash over here is saying, seemingly, that it has to do with the fact that we don't want you to be in the situation of tzar. You have to be in the situation of oinig. Both of them, however, the Gemara and Shabbos and the Medrash Tanchuma, the Gemara and Shabbos is mentioning the idea of kavod. The Medrash Tanchuma is mentioning the idea of oinig. And we'll have to see, perhaps there's a different source. And we'll see how everything's going to tie in together. This other source that I want to bring down is the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi bring down? A story. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Tani, Aser Litvaya Tracha B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask your need on Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask your need on Shabbos. It's Aser to ask your needs. Now, over here, the Gemara on Shabbos never said it's Aser. All the Gemara said a Lashon of that we don't want to be Matriach you. The Medrash says we don't want you to be in Tsar. Over here, this Yerushalmi is saying that it's Aser to ask for stuff on Shabbos. Interesting. The Gemara bring down the story before that Rav Shimon Yochai once heard his mother groaning, and he told his mother, "Ima shubsehi, it's Shabbos." What does that mean? It's Shabbos. We don't groan. Now the Gemara over there in the Yerushalmi said that Rav Zeiri Shol Rav Chia Bar Ba Mahu Meimer Re'enu Parnasaseinu on. In Rachem, we say, in Birchas Hamazon, we say, Ra'enu Zuneinu Panaseinu Chagleinu. The Eibishter is our Mefarnes. He gives us Parnasa. Are you allowed to say that in benching?
You're crazy,
right? Ra'enu Zuneinu, no. Ra'enu, give us. Ra'enu Zuneinu Panaseinu, give us. Chagleinu. I guess that's the way the Gemara understands. The Yerushalmi understands it.
Stating,
well, that's not what the Gemara answers. The Gemara is Lashon. I'll tell you what the Gemara's Lashon is. Amar Leih Tufas Brachas Kach Pein. This is the text of the Brachas. Now, what does that mean? This is the text of the Brachas exactly. What does it mean that it's the text of the brachas? Meaning, is it that, like you're saying, it's not really asking something? Or the Vard, even if it's asking something, it's all in the context of a bracha, and therefore, it's not a tefillah in itself? The question, but we see clearly from the Yerushalmi, don't worry about it. We see from the Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi said it's aser, but if it's within the text of a bracha, in some level, you're able to say the bracha. That's why You're able to say Re'enu Zuneinu Parnaseinu. You're able to say that in benching. Okay, we have to get to all the specific cases, halachas. But let's first go. Source number 5 is the Medrash Rabbah. Come on the Medrash Rabbah. And the Medrash Rabbah brings down also the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. But the Medrash Rabbah brings down a pasuk that supports it. A pasuk in Navi that says "Mimtzoi Cheftecha Mekan Asher LaAdam LaTvayis Tzrocha B'Shabbos." Source number 5. It's Asher to go ahead and ask your Tzrocha because "Mimtzoi Cheftecha." The pasuk says, and some people have a minute to say it right before benching in the day. "Mtashim B'Shabbos Raglecha Asayit Chavetzecha B'Yam Kachi." And over there, that pasuk says "Mimtzoi Cheftecha." If you make sure that your chafetzim are not found, which means all your needs. You don't do your needs, the things that you want. One of the things is to ask for your needs on Shabbos. It's Aser. Reb Zeir Reboy Kumi the Reb Chia Bar Abba. Amar Leih, the Reb Zeir said to Reb Chia Bar Abba, Elain the Amrin Roy Enu Zuneinu Parnaseinu B'Shabbos Mahu. What about that? Are you allowed to do it or not? Seems like you're asking for your needs on Shabbos. He answers, Amar Leih, Taifis Brachat Kachi. What does that mean? The same exact thing that the Yerushalmi says. Now it happens to be in the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash. The Eitz Yosef says that this, that it's Aser, is only something that you're not used to asking. But this that we're doing it every time in the text of the Brachas does not consider something. That's a big issue. That's the Lashon of the Eitz Yosef. Interesting.
You're not mechavin?
I don't know if mechavin, it's not like a big deal. It's not like a big tefillah that you're making Tasha. But what we see over here is, now we see a Lashon of an Isser, and we're applying it to one of the Isurim of Shabbos. Mimtzoi Cheftecha, by the way, the Gemara bring down, it has to do with doing business on Shabbos. I mean, that's pretty wild, no? That's not just a tircha, or that's not just you're going to come in the situation of tsar, like the Medrash says. This is a little bit stronger of a halacha. Let's take a look at what the is brought down in the Poskim. Let's take a look at what is brought down in the Poskim. This is the tour and source number 6 brings down Garcinan B'Yerushalmi Tanya Asr Lo Adam L'Tvoya Tzrach B'Shabbos. It's Asr for a person to go ahead and ask for your needs on Shabbos. And the tour continues, Rav Zeira Shol, Rav Chia Bar Abba, Mal Meimer Avinu, Rai Einu Zuneinu, Amar Lei, Tevit Brachot Kachu, that you're allowed to do. So again, the tour brings us down, and we see clearly that it's an Isser. The tour is paskening like this Yerushalmi. So we see it's not just a nice thing, it's Asr to go ahead and do. Okay? Let's see what the Beis Yosef has to say. Again, the Beis Yosef wrote his Sefer on the tour. Comes along the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef said like this. Uma, this is source number 7. Now, what's he coming off? The Beis Yosef is coming off this that the Gemara brings down, that thinking is mutter, talking is usher. Thinking is mutter, talking is usher. That means if somebody has a thought about business, it may not be the right thing, but it's not an isser, not usher. Talking is usher. Comes along the Beis Yosef and he says, comes along the Torah, and the Torah said like this. The Torah says, you know, it may not be usher to think about your business, but because of Einik Shabbos, it's a mitzvah not to think about your business at all. It's correct. It's usher to talk about it. It's a mitzvah to think about it. Now remember, let's just go ahead and make just a quick review. We had the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos brought down that we want to know why we don't do Shemayna Esrei, because we want Shabbos to be covered. We don't want to be Matriach. Then we brought the Gemara and Shabbos that says, well, you don't even visit do Bikur Cholim, and when you do Bikur Cholim, you don't say any like special tefillah. That's how little of a tefillah we're going to say. And then we brought down the Medrash Tanchuma that Shabbos was given for Einig and not for Tzar. That's why we don't do Shemayna Esrei. But then we got to the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is saying a Lashon of Asr. And then we have the Medrash Rabbah also says Asr, and the Medrash Rabbah adds on Vimsoy Chefzecha. That means it's Asr to go ahead and make your Chafetzim. Vimsoy Chefzecha V'Dar V'Dar V'Dar. We speak about not doing or talking about business matters on Shabbos. And then we have the Torah who brings it down and comes along the Beis Yosef and says that the Torah says, even though you're not supposed to think about things on Shabbos, you're allowed but it's not, even though, says the Torah. So the Torah says, even though there's a mitzvah, it's mutter to think on Shabbos. It may be also to talk on Shabbos, it's mutter to think on Shabbos. However, it's a mitzvah not to think on Shabbos. On that, come along the Beis Yosef in source number 7. Umasha Kaisa Mukal Makam Shem Oinik Shabbos Mitzvah Shalei Chashbem. Can't come to Rabbeinu Yaina Vigartha Chuba. When a Yaina writes, it's a mitzvah. Asa Ladam Shei Libay Tarab Asag B'Shabbos. It's usher for a person to go ahead and be busy with his business on Shabbos. Afa Bisha Amru Chacham Hira Mutter. Even though the Chacham says thinking is mutter, come along the Rabbeinu Yaina and says, Im Yeshle Mitechir Tirdas Alev. Over here, Rabbeinu Yoina adds on more or stronger than the Torah itself. If somebody's getting anxiety, it's us to think about it. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, "V'asisa kol malachtecha," you do all your work. Of Amru b'machilta, and it says in the machilta, "Shtei kol malachtecha beinecha kilu asuya." A person on Shabbos, if you're busy thinking you have to do more work, that means you're not thinking that all your work is done. You're supposed to think all your work is done. So we say a mincha, tefillos mincha shalom, hashkev avetach mincha shleima shabbat reitaba, and that's what we say in brachas hamazon. Anu aimrim shleitei tarv yagam bin yem mincha seinu. Amazing thing. One has to not think about anything. A person has to think on Shabbos. I don't have to work. I don't have to work. And that's what we bring up, say so often. The Shemesh Shmuel says one has to come to Shabbos thinking he doesn't have to work another day in his life. You have to literally close your mind that you don't have to work at all. Yeah, it's true. Now, so we see over here, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, stronger himself than the Torah itself. The Torah says, Stam is a thinking is mutter, but it's a mitzvah. But Rabbeinu Yoina is saying, because it's going to get you in a situation of anxiety, it's going to be usher. We're building up more. Comes along the Ran. The Chiddushi Ran and Shabbos. Now, where's the Ran coming from? Again, we want to zone in. We want to understand how usher is it to ask for your own stuff on Shabbos, to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for your parnasa on Shabbos. Like, what is it? What level is it? So let's see what the Ran brings down. The Ran says on the Gemara. The Gemara says one speech should be different in the week than on Shabbos. On Shabbos, he shouldn't be speaking about things. Come along the Ran. Pirsh Rashi. Source number 8. Pirsh Rashi is Al Kagoin. For example, mekachu memkor v'cheshmeinus. What is the thing that is usser? Talking about business. Talking about business is usser.
Any business or yours?
No. Well, it doesn't say over here. It's a good question. We know for sure it's usser to talk about something that you still need to do. Talking about any business, that's a questionable thing. Meaning if I talk about somebody else's business that I don't care about. It's definitely not Shabbos day.
I mean, like general business people thinking now that when Trump comes in, business is going to get better.
Right, talking about that. Well, look at the lashon of the Ran. The actual of they asked on Rashi, that's already Memtsoy Chavsecha. What's the question? Question like this. There are two phrases in the pasuk, Memtsoy Chavsecha and V'dabradavra, two different words. One is making your chafetzim happen, making your business work out. That's one. And v'dabradavra is speaking words of speech. Now, Rashi says, what is usher? What does it mean v'dabradavra? That means your speech on Shabbos should be different. It means speaking about business. So they ask on Rashi, that's already in the first part. Memtzei Cheftecha is already usher to speak about business. So what is v'dabradavra for? Davar Davar can't be speaking about business. That already we know from Memtzei Cheftecha. In the pasuk it says Memtzei Cheftecha v'Davar Davar. We already know that you're not allowed to talk about business. The Ikra Pirish Mefurish Birushalmi Leimer said the Ran. I'll tell you what the Birushalmi says. Shafil Giber Ba'alma Stamadai speaking Asal Arba B'Kedarch Shumar B'Mechol. Stamadai Shmuzing is not as permitted. Could you imagine that? The Garcia in the Hassam, Amra Chanina, but Decha Gatiru Shayla Shalom and Shabbos. Stam is asking Shalom and Shabbos. You shouldn't be being a blabbermouth at Shabbos. That's not what we do. You hear that? So what's the Ran over here saying? Then the Ran goes weiter and he brings down further Roshim Baraba, Roshim Baichai, Karam Chamili, Yimei, Mishtaya, Sagyan. If you would be talking too much, Amalei Ima Shabsi, a Shabbos, and then he goes on, Tani Asr Lishol Tzrachu B'Shabbos, Vavdi Rishol Tzrachia Barabba, Mal Memer Enos Paratzeno, Amalei Tevis Prochas Kachi. Now, well, what do we see over here from this Ran? What do we see from this Ran? What do we see? It's Mashma that it's Asr, Mimtzoy Chesuch over Davar Davar, to talk about stuff that you need on Shabbos. Nachon. Let's analyze. Let's present it as a chakira. Are you late? Yeah. What is the iser of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for parnasa on Shabbos? Is it stamazai because it's going to detract from your oinik Shabbos, so it's not a good thing, or it is aser because it falls under memtzai chavzecha v'davar davar? Which one is it? So we had the Gemara in Brachas that said, the Gemara in Brachas didn't mention Mimtzoy Chavzecha V'Davar Davar. It just said, Tircha, we don't want to go ahead and make extra tefillah on Shabbos, it's a Tircha. We had the Medrash Tanchuma that says, well, Shabbos was given for Oinig, and it wasn't given for Tsar. But that doesn't say Usser, it's just like, we want Shabbos to be Oinig for you. then came the Yerushalmi and said the lashon of Aser. We then have the Medrash that says it comes along the word from Memtsoi Cheftecha. Memtsoi Cheftecha is Aser. That means it's part of the business thing. And then we have the Ran that says it falls under V'davar Davar. The point is, it's an Iser. It's not just not Tircha or it's what they call. It seems like it's Mamish an Iser. You understand the difference? One is not the nicest thing, and one is it's Mamish Aser. No, which one is it? You want to say both? That's what you want to say? Okay. Now, what about if somebody did an Aveira on Shabbos and he wants to do Vidui? Is he allowed to do Vidui on Shabbos? Maybe you can, because you think that, like, Gehenna is hot. If he doesn't do Vidui right now, he's going to get himself into big trouble. It's true. But what about any week? Well, let's take a look at source number 9. Source number 9 comes along the Magen Avraham and says, "Umutar loimer b'Shabbos elikai ashlei nitzarti." It's, you know what we say right before Ne'ilah, right, not right before Ne'ilah, right by Shemayna Esrei on Yom Kippur, right at the end, elikai ashlei nitzarti enich gadai b'achshav nitzarti kilo loy nitzarti. That, by the way, in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yazayin, it's one of the tefillahs that one of the Amiram used to go ahead and daven. He didn't just do it on Yom Kippur. So he says, you're allowed to say that. Why? Says the Magen Avraham, that ain't a usher el she'el strachos, el kishimavakish al choili oil parnos of a daima, shesheleit sar lefonov. The isher has to be when you have pain in front of you. Al charotas avainos, toiv lemer b'chol yoyim. If you see a tsar in front of you, a problem in front of you, that's where it's going to be usher. But for some reason, somebody wants to go ahead and have charata on his sins, you can do it every single day. Seemingly, a person will be able to do a shamnu maganu on Shabbos. That's what it seems like, although all he said is you're allowed to say alekai ashlai nitzarti. He doesn't say that you're allowed to say a shamnu, but seemingly, he thinks there's no problem. Now, why isn't that tsar? I mean, parnasa, chayla. What about a person's averus? Why is that not tsar? It is. A person thinking about his averus. Hadav ruchni and ruchni is the tsar is not considered tsar. It's not the same. It's not the same type of tsar. Is one allowed to, if somebody's in a bad mood and he wants to cry, he wants to go to a therapist on Shabbos, is he allowed to go? Is therapy mutter on Shabbos? Look at the Ramah, source number 10. The Ramah brings down source number 10. V'chein, me, also somebody, sheyesh, loy oineg, somebody who has an oinig em yivke kedei sheyele chatzar meliboy. He wants to cry, and the reason why he wants to cry is because he wants the pain to leave from him. He's in a lot of pain, so he's going to cry. Mutter livkeit b'Shabbos is going to be mutter to go ahead and cry on Shabbos. A very important thing that we see. Now, this is speaking about in the sugya of a person having a tainus chaloyim. There are certain times a person is allowed to fast on Shabbos, but it's only for a certain type of dreams. I won't tell you what the dreams are, because then you're going to start dreaming about them and you're going to start getting all nervous. So you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to know. You don't have to know. But for a tainus chaloyim, lemaisa, person is allowed to fast. You should know the Mechaber brings down that you have to fast on Sunday in order to be Mechaper. Can you imagine this? You have to fast on Sunday in order to get a kapara for the fact that you're Mevatel Oinik Shabbos.
What's the tense?
Yeah. You had to do it in order to make sure to keep yourself safe because you had a bad dream. But you should just know that when one fasts on Shabbos and takes away Oinik Shabbos, it's a big Avera. And therefore, you have to go ahead and fast afterwards. Is that wild? I think that's pretty crazy. Now, so we see over here crying is permitted if it's going to get out your pain. So I have a question for everybody. Why isn't it then, if somebody is davening for stuff on Shabbos, if it's going to get out his pain, l'chayra should be mutter also? Meaning, I understand that Shabbos is given for oinig, not for tzar, and that's why the Gemara says you shouldn't go ahead, and the Medrash says. And I also understand that somehow the Yerushalmi says it's usher, and the Medrash says it's usher because of Memsai Chevzecha, and the Ran seems to be saying that it's usher because of V'davar Davar, that you're asking anything, you're talking too much on Shabbos, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, this is not the way we go, we keep our words a lot less on Shabbos. That I understand. But what happens, L'maisa, if it gets out your pain? We see crying is mutter on Shabbos. So what do we mutter? Somebody starts crying to Hashem and crying about all his problems. Is it mutter or is it not mutter? The same way crying is mutter on Shabbos. Why are you crying? Because you're in a very bad state of mind. So if crying is mutter, so what about davening? Wouldn't davening make you feel better? If it does make you feel better? So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of the source says, the Taz writes, "Hainu davka." This is only a machmas roiv deveikusei b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, because of his tremendous attachment to Hashem. Zol ganel of the emois, his eye, he gets teary eyed. Shekane b'sinu Rav Akiva b'zayr chadash. The Rav Akiva brings down Rav Akiva. The great Rebbe Akiva, that's the way he would live. He would get so emotional that he would have tears. He would start crying. Rebbe Akiva would say, Shir Hashirim. He would be crying from emotion. He would know, wow, how far is the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us. And so it is found, people who daven with kavana, also they cry. Why do they cry? Not because they're in pain. They're crying because they're so attached to Hashem. That's right. Stam is like to cry in order to be able to get away the tsar from your heart? No. But according to the Taz, it's no such thing. You're no such thing. It's not mutter to go ahead and get the tsar out through crying because you're not allowed to feel any tsar. It must be, says the Taz, this that you're allowed to cry is only cries of emotion, joy, but it's not speaking about cries of your pain. But the Tesevah Shabbos is. The Tether Shabbos Shabbos and Ali Rabbi's mutter. Well, why are you saying to him? Because of all the tzar, taka is a problem. Seemingly, it seems to be a problem. It seems. I mean, it's not a specific tefillah for somebody, but if you're thinking about a chayla, that's what it seems like. It is a problem. I'm 100%. So we have to understand why. We're building up a very strong case how usher it is to feel any sort of pain on Shabbos, any sort of emotion, to the point that the Taz is saying, even if it's going to get out your pain, it's going to be usher. However, but what we see over here is, according to the Tosefta Shabbos and the Eliyahu Rabba, if crying is going to get out your tzar, it's going to be mutter. So what about if somebody davens and it's going to get out your tzar? Seemingly it should be mutter. Now, certain people, they daven, they don't feel better after they daven. But let's say somebody who knows that after he davens, he's going to feel all better, or after he says Tehillim, he's going to feel all better. Seemingly, according to the Tosefta Shabbos and the Eliyahu Rabba, it's going to be mutter, but not according to the Taz. That's what it sounds like so far. Let's go to the next page. Source number 11, Mishnah Berurah. Shmuel brings down what we said before. Remember the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says that one is allowed to say the Alekai Ashlein Nisarti when it comes to saying Vidui. Vidui, that stuff, saying that you regret your sins, that's not a problem. Said the Mishnah Berurah. Achras yom tivulah say hainu kaidim yiratan katzva achrayim. The mother loymer b'shabbos al kash lein the tati yiratan the ena alter sheil of strachov al kish mivakish al choyli oy parnasa v'doyme shef letar lefanov. It's only also when you have tzar. Aval charatus avoyna is toiv loymer b'choyim. This is the Magen Avraham. Even she ena b'loshayin vidoy. Over here he adds on, says the Mishnah Berurah, since it's not in the loshayin of vidoy. What does that mean? The lashon of vidui is going to be more usher. Meaning, asham nivaganu gazalnu dibarnu daifi, that actual text is going to be usher. This that one is able to go and say, elikar shalein tzarti, that since it's not in the lashon of vidui, it's just saying, Hashem, I feel bad for the averus that I did, then that's going to be allowed. Now, comes along the trisha. Source number 12. Comes along the Drisha and source number 12. And he's going to say, already, as a heter. Says the Drisha like this. Frank the Drisha, I don't get it. We say, Rachim Hashem Lekenu, Al Yisrael Amecha. Have Rachmanis Al Yisrael Amecha, right? So now, question. Oren, you hear the question? The Yerushalmi asks, are you allowed to say Re'enu Zunenu Pandaseinu? And then he said, that's somehow in the middle of the brachas. Taifas brachas, in the middle of the text of the brachas, it's going to be mutter. Frekta Drisha, what about the fact that you're saying Rachim Na Hashem Lekenu, Rachim Hashem Lekenu Yisrael Mecha, Baal Yerushalmi Yirecha? That the Yerushalmi didn't even bother asking. Why is that mutter? And Re'enu Zunenu Pandaseinu, you are also, it's also on the whole cloud. That's also on the whole cloud. Comes along the Drisha. So the Drisha says a little bit like the way Arya was saying before. Elahain the time it was to reason. It's not a Lashon of Bakasha. I don't know exactly what that means. Well, what do you mean? What are you saying? Okay, yeah. Why not? Why is it not a specific request?
You're saying it in present, not a commandment.
I like the Drisha's next teretz. Look at the next teretz. Void loy mikri bakasha ki yamasha adam evakat al terek parnasa refu v'arach yamin v'aisha. A person wants parnasa, refu, long life, wealth. Al masha adam evakasha al binyan ha'oritz u'biyat mashiach v'kibat goliath. You're asking for Mashiach to come to Eretz Yisrael to bring Kibbutz Goliath. Loi mikri bakasha, that's not a bakasha. I'm not exactly sure what the first thing is. It's a little bit like if the lashon of the text is okay. Over here, you're saying a different pshat. What's the pshat? The pshat is you're asking for parnasa refuah erech yamim oisher. That's a problem. But you're asking for building Mashiach, bringing Mashiach, bring Kibbutz Goliath, which seems like ruchniyistic of things. That's going to be mutter. Now, that's a very important thing. Because let's say, Rav Avi Shlita, let's say I want to daven for to know Shas. I want to daven to do well in school. Well, that is mutter, according to this Drisha. The Drisha is saying, you want to know why it's mutter? The reason why it's mutter is because it's not, when you're saying, Rachim Na Hashem Lekenu Yisrael Mecha, you're asking for that's not a bakasha, that's not for, even though it could be painful for a person to go ahead, but that's a little bit more like Sandy, you were saying before, like a person regretting a sins is more of a ruchniistic thing. So we see over here already the Drisha saying that type of thing. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah himself says a very important thing that all women know. They know this for sure. And source number 13, he says, "Lukach roisha tespal isha ha'isha achar shedigmar hadlaka." A lady should ask. She was Makabel Shabbos, but she should ask for children that are Meir B'Torah. Ah, you're asking for something. That's also Tefillah. Let's say his kids are not doing well and she wants to daven. We see it's still Mutter. Right. She's asking for kids, for Ruchnias. And this is where Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings in Alicha Shlema, source number 14. Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down. So says about Licha Shleima, very clear. Anything that you're asking for Ruchnius is going to be Mutter on Shabbos. Now, here the very important the halacha that the Magen Avraham speaks about. Anybody knows that the idea of asking before a person, let's say, takes medicine to make a special brach on it? You ever heard of such a thing like that? Yeah? Make a brach on medicine?
It's a prayer.
It's a prayer. Anybody remembers, you remember when October 7th, it's not that, when Nebuch Simchas Torah happened 2 years ago, was it already 2 years?
Yeah.
A year and some months ago. You remember the Oil Masses, they're able to say Tehillim. And Shulchan Aruch, we brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that if there's an active situation happening, one is allowed to cry on Shabbos. Now, Shulchan Aruch brings down in Reish Pei Ches Yud, we have it in source number 15, Nirdab Neruach Ra Sha'amru Lav Dafka Lav Dafka, which means if somebody has a Ruach Ra, you're allowed to go ahead and help them. Now, the Hu Adin L'chol Chayli Sheish by Sakan Sayyim, anybody who has a situation of a Chayli that is a Sakana today, Zoyakin of Mishanim, you're allowed to go ahead and cry and dab. V'chein Agu Loimer Mitzloim, which means a Tfilas Chaylim Shematchilas Mitzloim, V'shabz Achil Nam Sakanim Sakan Sayyim. Wow. So we see a very important thing over here. We already see that if there's a sakana of that day sakana, one is allowed to daven on Shabbos. If there's a that day sakana, one is allowed to daven Shabbos. So now we're really stuck in a very important question. What's the question that we're stuck with? The question is, over here we already see somebody, there's a sakana sayyim. What does sakana sayyim mean? Sakana means that day. That means, normally, it's usher on Shabbos to go ahead and daven. All of a sudden, over here now, we're saying it is mutter. Mutter, why is it mutter?
So if it's a chronic condition, you can't. But if it's something that's an acute condition, then you can.
That's the word that the Magen Avraham brings down. Excellent. Magen Avraham says, I'm going to mamish say the Lashon of Magen Avraham, we don't have it over here. Magen Avraham says, avul she'enim besukim b'yayimu asul l'barchai. It depends. If it's a situation where there is a mamish sakonas bavis now, one is permitted to go ahead and what called even on Shabbos.
Yes, brick on Shabbos.
What?
Well,
is she in a sakana?
Technically, she just had a baby. She could technically be.
Well, any sick person could be in a...
Right, that's
not
right there.
Your father-in-law is telling you it's a stretch. No. It's a good question. My point is, we already see a tefillah for Ruchnius is mutter. Now we have another heter. Besides the tefillah for Ruchnius, we have an active situation of sakana of that day is mutter. That pushes it away. Chronic not. So now we have to go ahead and see exactly what the Hagdara is. We have a few more sources to say. We're up to source number 16, which is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Should we do it? Let's knock out two more. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. V'afil she'el tzrach v'tiru imu chayla v'sukhan sakana tzayayim. Yeah, this is what we said before. You're allowed to go ahead and say it's feel, even if it's a sakon of today. Shazaykim, mischan, malab, shabbos, a feel with seber. Even with seber, you're allowed to do it. Okay, mutter levarach ha'achelo, you're also allowed to bless the chayla, masukim, babayim. V'chein ha'makash ha'leilet, comes along, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and brings down, source number 16, somebody who's having trouble giving birth. Not somebody who gave birth. No, not somebody who gave birth.
Wild.
Somebody who's wild happening, she musukenes, babayim, that she's in a state of sakana. That also, you're allowed to daven. You're not allowed to ask, you're not allowed to bench him. Because you're allowed to also do it after Shabbos. let's say there's a situation that somebody needs to do it right then. Now you see what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is doing. He's not just saying a sakana. Let's say there's something else that a person needs to daven for right then. Something that needs on Shabbos. Meaning the point is, the reason why the person is davening for the sakana on Shabbos is because right now it needs to be done. It can't wait till after Shabbos. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav is learning it. That it's just a need right now. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, so then any type of thing that you need right now, Yachlo, if you leave ball upon him, you keep him full on your face, Uvakish Rachman, the Yachid, Apopish, Ainshab Sakana Sayyim, even if there's no Sakana Sayyim. What does he mean to say? Something that you need right now to happen. Let's say, no, if that's a Sakana, then it's a regular Sakana, then the Pashi you're allowed. But if there's something that's not a Sakana, but you need it, something that he's adding on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He's saying, if you have a situation of sakana, not sakana, you need it. I'll give you an example. Let's say I need to be able to, something that's not a sakana, but I need.
A physical thing?
Or? What? He doesn't say. One of his examples proves this from a Tainus Chaloyim. The din that one has to fast on the day that he had a bad dream. But it's not because he's in the sakana that day. It doesn't mean that day there's going to be a sakana. But because, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, one needs to fast that day in order for to fasting to work to be able to take away the thing, somebody needs it. But in Betzibur not. So he said an interesting thing. Biyachid, you're able to daven for something you need on that day. Well, let's say you need to make a connection. You need to figure out how to be able to talk to somebody. I don't know. You need to make a connection. You need to make shalom. Shalom. You need to be able to help somebody. And you see the doctor there, and you go ahead and help them, and you have to be able to get the doctor to be masked. So you sit down, you ask for 20 minutes, Hashem, please, please, please help. Well, you only have that chance. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you're allowed to do it, but you're not allowed to do that with Tzibur. Because that's not called Sakana Sayyid. Now, Lenny, you're saying a soldier is in the Begeder Sakana Sayyid. That's what you're saying. If he's on duty fighting, I would agree with you. If he's not on duty fighting, then I wouldn't agree with you. But if he's on duty fighting, l'chayri is in a situation of sakon sayyim, then it would be permitted. V'cheinam yesh b'ir asor shevesanim talakachu b'shabbos echer lo yasu atron tzibur lachzer echer echer man sheitalti lach mincha b'chol rom lo yimra nev tzibur. Okay, he ends up saying that if you have 10 people davening, they shouldn't make a situation of making a name of the tzibur. But over here, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is making this big chiddush that one is the vart that you're not allowed, that we're borrowing. Once we see a lot of daven for a situation of sakana, it's because it's something that can't wait. So you're allowed to daven for anything that can't wait. So why is that a chiddush? Well, I'll tell you. Let's say by Ne'ilo we know that you're allowed to say Avinu Malkeinu by Ne'ilo. Why? It's still Shabbos. Why? What's the reason? Well, it's the last chance. So that's something you need. Otherwise, you won't be able to have any other chance to do it. Take a look at the Magen Avraham. Now, you could answer, well, no, it's already Shabbos is over. Well, let's see what the Magen Avraham has to say about that. Here? Where are we running to? We have to get out of our head the Mishagats are running. Everybody running. Don't run away from Shabbos so fast. You get a lot of bracha. V'omrim Avinu Malkeinu afil chal b'Shabbos. You get you say Avinu Malkeinu even the Shabbos is the Magen Avraham 17 in Yom Kippur. The Kvar over Shabbos because Shabbos already passed. V'nirli afil madayin hu yom omrim ayisay. Even if it's the middle of the day, Tav Simen because in Simen Tav Reish Chav Beis if Gil Pazik Beis Omrim Beis Yosef Paskin to say it. Even though we have a minute not to say it, so Ne'ilo, you say it because it's Gemara Din. So what do we want to end off? We want to end off with our question that we had originally, which is Tfilas HaDerech. We could extrapolate, says Sayyid Achroinim, being that it's something that you need right now and you can't do it later, because if you later you're not going to be on the trip, being that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and we see already for the Magen Avraham, the thing that you need now is Mutar on Shabbos. So therefore, Tfilas HaDerech, you need now. Later, you're not on the trip anymore. And therefore, one is Mutar on Shabbos. Says the Pesach Chachma in 18. L'choylesh yesh b'sakana neseya simen men alf, din Tfilas HaDerech l'neseya b'shabbos b'makim kuch nefesh, v'ashev v'chul l'choylesh yesh b'sakana neseya b'yem Shabbos hu, u'molil b'yth choylem shibir choyka, to bring him to a hospital far away, if the question is, should you? I don't mashadi Shabbos also l'shal batzrachov tfilas darchar yishal tzrachov kain in la'im b'shad yontif. So he says, he ends up saying, and hey, kain kamenid and done the chol advar b'chazrachim chazkus sakana. Everything is in the chazkus sakana. Because all tiknu b'shul kachlam tfilas darchar lidnasu b'sakana. Kamen say b'shabbos teichach mudalai. So he says two ideas. Number one is the sakana. Number two, you don't have a chance after Tfilas HaDerech, so therefore it's going to be mutter. And Reb Yisrael Zilberstein brings down in Teres HaYoledes, he wrote a sefer on Refuah. He brings it down in source number 19. Refuah Echela Neitzim B'Shabbos Derech Shal Panosa Parts B'Chotzeir. Says the Mesukenes, they should say Tfilas HaDerech. But if it's not Mesukenes, then it's a question. Meaning, if it's a situation where it's not a Sakana, it's a questionable if it is. Now, Chav Nish holds that today any road is considered a situation of Chesed Sakana. Chav Nish really held that Be'etzim, any road a person could kill themselves on. And therefore, he really held whether he actually did it. He probably didn't. But he says, that it's like on everywhere. So Be'etim, you should. I just want to go to source 20, the last three lines of source number 20. V'nera pasha demisha tarach lisa l'marchakim l'tarach b'goch nefashit b'shabbos. Somebody has to go far away. Motulam tfilas hadarach shezehu mamish ira mu'ura b'shabbos. This is something that actually happened on Shabbos. So since it's something that actually happened on Shabbos, so then it's going to be mutter to do. The point that we're bringing out is two reasons why to say Tfilas HaDerech on Shabbos. Number one, it's a sakana. Number two, even without a sakana, we have that extra vart from the Shulchan Aruch Rav who says that something that you need now that can't be done later is going to be mutter on Shabbos. Now, what about all other tefillas?
This is the last night, it's a pretty nice. There's a lot of paper that you have to do.
I mean, it's not a that. It's not, you're not asking for something. That is, I think, just the Zayron Kamish that says you're not supposed to.
What if Chassid Shalom, the Shulch burning down, and the Shabbos, are you allowed to daven so that the Pacific Parish shouldn't be burned down?
Right. So that's something that's happening then. L'chayr, that would be Mutter. It's not a Sakana, right? That would be also another type of Nafka Mimina that the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying. That type of thing. Shkoyach, Rabbi Yisrael, for listening. Have a wonderful night.